It's time to get away from it all. Doesn't matter if you say you or y'all. Let's all get out there and have some fun. Bluff City Outdoor Show is for everyone. Welcome to the Bluff City Outdoor Show.
Thank you, Barry Woods, and indeed welcome to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. I am Tony Colombo in studio once again with producer Leah and Mark McMurray, the owner of Bluff City Outdoors, on another exciting weekend. We are getting to that time of year where everything is exciting because we're getting back outside. This weekend, the weather's, you know, not as great as it has been throughout the week, but we definitely have seen days here recently that have reminded us that we can get back outside and go fishing and get out in the woods and have some fun because the weather is heading the good weather is here.
It's heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
This week was really, a lot of people got out fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, went through a ton of minnows and other baits.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it was just good. And it's good to see people getting out.
Yeah.
You know, just
absolutely. I want to get into that as we go through the show today, but also want to mention it is our 100 week.
Yes.
And we're going to talk to a couple folks from Reinhardt about the R100 event in general, about Reinhardt, about the great outdoors and all of that stuff. But we'll get in deep with those guys here in a few minutes. What are your thoughts on it finally being here? Because this is something that you guys have worked really hard to bring this event here, and now we're finally, it's finally happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a year in the planning, you know, and then, you know, took a couple trips for them down to find the site that was perfect for it, and which we found. I mean, Boy Scout camp looks great, and it's been a ton of work, but you know, we were able to get through it. And I know this past week the archery guys, they were just couple of days down there all day setting targets up, you know, getting it unloaded, marking the stakes. And it looks like it's going to be a good event.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So as people are hearing this, of course, we air this. The first time the show airs is on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on News Talk SDL. And then we air it again on Sunday at noon. And of course, if you're listening on our podcast, you could be listening just about any day of the week. But if you're listening on Saturday morning, then you still have, and even on Sunday morning, you still have time to get out there and take advantage of it. But you can go to the Bluff City Outdoors Facebook page. You can just Google Reinhardt R100. I mean, it pops right up. But it's not too late.
Yeah, no, it's
for people
it's
to get
not
out there.
Yeah, they
and
can
shoot
still get out there and shoot. Yeah, because you got choice. You can either shoot the 50 North American targets or the 50 African safari targets, or you can shoot it all. And we've had a lot of people in town this week, you know, that came down for it. You know, Thursday night I was in the shop and a guy came down to buy a crappie rod, and he owns a archery shop up in Lincoln, Illinois.
Nice.
He's down for the weekend.
Yep. That is awesome. What a cool thing. I'm so glad that this event is here. I'm so glad that we were able to host that in our area, and it's all thanks to Mark and everybody there at Bluff City Outdoors and the hard work that they put in along with the team at Reinhardt. And again, we'll talk to a couple of the folks from Reinhardt in a few minutes, so we'll get back into the R100 event when we get those guys on the line. Wanted to talk about a little bit about other things like fishing, and that's a really good sign that I wasn't even thinking about that. But yeah, you can tell how many people are out on the water and see that increase has suddenly happened just by, I guess, looking in the minnow tank there.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
at Bluff City.
You know, when crappie season, you know, a lot of people use minnows for, they use them for crappie, bass.
Yeah.
So some people use them for catfish too. And so when the numbers, the pounds of those that you're buying each week go up, you know, people are getting out and enjoying the outdoors and catching some fish. So,
yeah,
it really upticked this past week. I think we ended up having to get bait deliveries on minnows, I think, four times.
That's sweet.
You know, which is nice.
That's sweet.
Love to have to get a delivery every day.
But. Yeah. This past week, as we said, this weekend, you know, is a little hit and miss with the weather. But this past week, I mean, it just was like a carbon copy of like the world's perfect day.
Yeah, I mean, you had days where the temperatures were nice and it wasn't that windy.
Yeah.
And it just made for perfect fishing weather.
Yeah. Do you when this happens, do you get a lot of people showing up like trying to sneak in a quick trip after work, or like, you know, what's the difference between a really nice weekday and a really nice weekend day. Do people find a way to get outside no matter what when the weather's like that, or is
yes.
it like the
weekend? I mean, that's what you see. You see a lot of people getting off work, going yeah. fishing, because yeah. they can get a couple hours in. You got yeah. enough daylight, conditions are right, the bite's really getting on, the water temperatures are getting up, and yeah, they'll squeeze in that 2 or 3 hours in
right.
the evening.
Right. We'll get into some of the details when we get into the fishing report, which, of course, we bring you in the third segment of every show. So make sure you keep it here for that. But are you hearing anything specifically from your customers out there about, you know, again, not as in-depth as the fishing report, you know, as far as like water temperatures and you know, bait colors and all of that sort of stuff. But just in general, has it seemed to be a fast start? Are people getting out of the water and getting results?
Yeah, people are catching fish. I mean, it's the bass fishing's real good, crappie fishing's real good, cat fishing's still good. You know, it's just they usually come in, those bass and crappie come in first, and then catfish, as far as the spawn, they'll be a little bit behind them, and then the bluegill are kind of more along with where the catfish are.
Yep. So. Speaking of tying both things together, there was a Missouri record, but a world record set in the state of Missouri. The catch was in March. So the catch was about a month ago, but the news didn't break until this week. The story didn't hit. I guess it wasn't actually confirmed. But there was a bow hunting world record set in Missouri this past week. Did you see it?
I didn't
story?
See it.
It's pretty awesome. So this guy, and even to go along with the whole conversation, he was sneaking in a trip after work one afternoon, getting in,
way to do it,
getting out there and fishing one day after work. On this past Monday, the Missouri Department of Conservation congratulated Mitchell Deering for, bow fishing,
right.
bow fishing, shooting the third state record fish recorded this year, a 4-pound brown bullhead. His recent catch also beats the current 3-pound, 4-ounce bow fishing world record. So this guy with this fish that was, like I said, a 4-pound bullhead, the Missouri state record, previous record was 2 pounds, 7 ounces, and the previous world record was 3 pounds, 4 ounces. This guy, Mitchell Deering, who I love when we've had in the past, you know, we've on this show and other shows in the past that, you know, when we talk about the great outdoors, we've interviewed a lot of these guys that set these state records, and they always have just like great stories. They, you know, like
oh, yeah.
just the way it happens that, you know, you're always going out to try to catch big fish, of course, but you never are out, you know, thinking that you're going to set some kind of record. And then when it happens, it always just, the stories are always fantastic. So I'm sure that this is exactly the same. But this guy, he said that he's never had anything mounted. He's never thought about mounting a fish before. He had set a state record of several years back for a different species, but that record's already been broken. And so now he's back. He has a record that is his once again. And he said that he got off work that day, went out to one of the ditches in Duck Creek, and just got lucky. This is his words. Got off work that day, went out to one of the ditches in Duck Creek, and just got lucky. We shoot a lot of smaller fish. I knew it was a bullhead, but didn't know it was a brown bullhead. But I knew it was large for its size. He then, of course, called the Missouri conservation people. They waited out at Wapapello, and he now has this record. He said, it's honestly pretty awesome. I've bow fished for quite a while. We've won a few tournaments in Kentucky and Tennessee and have placed in numerous other tournaments. This is so cool. He didn't know. And then when he was told that he also had the world record, he said that he had no idea, that he didn't even think that was.
No, that's pretty cool.
That was like in the cards. Like he knew that he had a big fish. He knew that he might have a state record on his hand, so he called and got, you know,
yep.
that's why he got a call and
kind
got
of a pleasant thing.
He finds
you know,
out that he's the world record holder on top of it. Bow fishing is one of those things, as I mentioned, you know, you guys, of course, you know, bring this R100 event to town. You just opened up the big expansion there at Bluff City Outdoors and the archery range and the techno hunt system. So nobody's been on top of the increase of interest in archery and bow hunting more than you guys out at Bluff City Outdoors. And now it's like worlds colliding as we see even bow fishing taking over and becoming a bigger and bigger deal. And then we have this cool story that just got reported this week about this bow fisherman setting a state record and a world record.
I know Jeff mentioned the bow fishing. He thinks we need to schedule a tournament, bow fishing tournament in the near future. So we're thinking about get this R100 done and then sit down and catch our breath.
So Jeff would know. He's, the bow tech out there at Bluff City Outdoors. And I imagine a kid in candy store this week with this R100 event. He's got to be loving life. He would be the guy that would know if the demand for something like that would be there. Would you be able to? Is there enough interest in a bow fishing tournament that you could have a successful event? And if Jeff says there is, then that's the truth.
He said down his years when he was working down there at Town Hall Archery at Belleville, he said that was a. There was a lot of bow fishermen.
Yeah.
And they don't have a whole lot of events like that. And he thought, we got the big head carp, we got the other carp, maybe have one for carp and gar or something like that.
We'd have to get Jeff in here to get really into the details and specifics of, bow hunting and the learning curve involved in it. But from your standpoint, how much is that? How much is it an entirely new discipline that even if you have some experience, some archery experience, or on the other side have a lot of fishing experience, does that pay off in any way, or is it such a unique experience that you got to go into it and kind of start from scratch and learn the details?
Yeah, I think it takes a little bit of practice because with the water changing the angle of things, shooting into the water. That fish isn't really where it appears to be. So I think there's a learning curve there to be able to.
And attaching the line. I mean, having the line on the.
Yeah, and they got equipment for all
on the
of
arrow.
That,
Yep. Yeah.
It's all specialty equipment.
So is the bow a special bow also? Can you use a regular, your normal hunting bow with the other equipment attached to it?
Both is the answer. Looks like there is an attachment. And there's also bows made specifically for that.
Gotcha. I think that we're going to see this. I think we're going to continue to talk about these things. I think we're going to keep seeing these type of stories in the news and talk about these things. It looks like the archery scene, the bow hunting scene is on the fast track, growing exponentially every single year. And even these other, sub skills that maybe were not something that we talked about a whole lot in the past, like bow fishing, seem to be also growing in a big way.
Yeah, I suspect that when you kind of look at the outdoor sports, bow fishing is probably up in there about where trapping is as far as number of participants. There's people out there that do it.
Yeah,
you just gotta find them and let them know you're supporting what they do.
You feel like trapping is also maybe set to make a little bit of a comeback, because it seems like. Almost every activity, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like almost every outdoor activity, hunting, fishing, all of that seems to be even some of the things that were considered a niche genre in the past, all seem to be growing. Do you have positive? Hope that
overall growing. Yeah, the license sales aren't there like they used to be. It's all driven by the. What the prices are for the furs. Yeah. If the prices get up just a little bit, people get in there and go at it, because they can cover their expenses and maybe make a little money for Christmas or something.
Right.
And when the prices are low, you don't have as many people, doing it. But now you're getting that group that's.
What about the nuisance aspect?
Yes, getting
the
out
nuisance
there for
elimination.
Nuisance, and then also to improve their deer and turkey hunting. That's the other big component.
Yeah.
Is people want to control the coyotes and control the raccoons to improve their hunting.
Yeah, and
one way of doing it.
So instead of the motivation being the fur and the money that you could make off the pelts, it could be that this becomes a legitimate job that people are.
Yeah, they do it every. They'll do their deer hunting and then they'll try to call the coyotes down.
Yeah.
Before breeding season.
And yeah. So these trappers will be called in or
usually it's the deer hunter themselves that take it up.
They take it up. Oh yeah, gotcha. To help
their land. They hit their land where they're hunting and. The ones that have done it over a course of a couple of years, it really does start improving the numbers.
Right on.
They have to keep doing it.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, there's a whole lot more to talk about, and we are going to continue this conversation on this R100 weekend. We are going to have a couple of the folks from Reinhardt join us here in just a moment. We will talk about bow hunting and the growth that we have seen in the archery industry in general, and we will also talk about this great event this weekend, the R100, all when we get back in just a moment to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
This is the Bluff City Outdoor Show on News Talk STL.
Welcome back to the Bluff City Outdoors Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Leah and, of course, Mark McMurray, my partner from Bluff City Outdoors. And as we mentioned, joining us on the line now is Brittany Reinhardt, as we have been promoting Mark for weeks. It's one of those things that, like,
months.
It feels like it was, you know, like, it's never going to get here, like, especially during, like, the cold months of January and February. Like, the spring is never going to get here. These events are never going to get here. And now we're finally here.
It's here.
Yep. And it feels so good.
It feels good to get to that weekend. And then, you know, like I said, for the most part, decent weather leading up to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Hopefully we'll get a good crowd out there.
Yep. So the R100 event that we've been talking about for weeks that Mark and his team out of Bluff City Outdoors have been working on bringing to our area for the first time is finally here, and Brittany Reinhardt with the R100 is on the line with us. Brittany, I know you're extremely busy this weekend with this event yes. going on, so we really appreciate you taking a couple minutes to talk with us. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Doing good.
Yeah, super excited that the R100 is finally here. And, you know, we've been talking about this. We've been promoting this event and talking about this event for months and, you know, leading up to it. And like I just said, so glad that we have finally reached this weekend. For you guys, you know, you do this regularly, but I know this is also the first time that you have been in our area. So talk about, you know, the event in general for people that can still get out there and take advantage of it this weekend, but just what the R100 is all about, because, you know, we have yet to had the chance to experience that here in the St. Louis area. So tell us everything there is to know about the R100.
Okay, how much time do I have?
All you need.
perfect. The biggest thing with R100 is we strive to be a fun archery shoot. There's no pressure. You're not shooting for big money prizes. You know, we have some stuff from our sponsors that we give away, but it's all door prizes, so everybody gets an equal chance. We like to keep it family friendly, beginner friendly, you know, so no matter your skill level, you can come out and just have fun and remember, you know, why you get in the sport of archery. Sometimes you get so heavy in the competition that it doesn't, you know, it can lose some of the fun. So we just want to remind people, you know, why you got into it in the first place. It's just fun. You get to go out in nature. Beautiful weather right now, and you know, you get to shoot a bunch of targets, and we have some that you will never see anywhere else.
And, you know, we've talked about, you know, with Mark and with Bluff City, he can speak better to this than I could, but, you know, he just opened up the archery range out there, and we have seen, you know, we've seen the increase in the bow hunting industry and just the archery industry in general, and getting to know these people and getting to learn more and more about those industries and seeing the growth of it. When we started talking about the R100, like, the people that are involved that are in that community were excited.
They light up.
Like Jeff, the bow tech out there at Bluff City Outdoors, you know, like, he's on cloud nine this week because the R100's here. Yeah. Like, you have built a great event, and something that people in the community really respect and really look forward to. But I love that you also don't have to. This can be your introduction to archery, and you can still have a great time at the R100. And it's very intentionally set up that way, is it not?
Exactly.
Yeah. So the we've seen just personally, I just told the story about having my 12-year-old daughter out at Bluff City Outdoors, and we shot in the archery range there. It was the first time she shot anything in her life, and it was the bow and arrow, and she absolutely loved it. So as I mentioned, we've been talking about sort of the growth here over recent years, both in our area and nationally, in bow hunting and the archery industry in general. How much have you guys seen that with the R100? How much growth have you seen? And do you feel like that this industry is only getting bigger from this point on?
Yeah, we've definitely seen a lot of growth. It was, my husband Brad and I took over R100 as its own company in 2021. So we were still kind of in COVID, and, you know, being an outdoor event, that definitely worked in our favor. People were going stir crazy, and our archery had been picking up because it was a hobby you could do on your own. You didn't necessarily have to be in a league. So we definitely saw a lot of growth in that. And then, you know, people were so eager to get out of their house that we picked up a lot of new attendees during that time. And we did scale back our schedule a little bit just because 20 events was a little bit much on us and on the target. but we try to go kind of coast to coast if we can. This year we condensed a little bit. We're going to try and go to an every other year schedule. We want to try and reach as much of the country as we can and see as many archers as possible, and just, you know, get that experience out there, because the more fun you have with archery, you know, the more likely people are to stick with it. So all these new archers that have, you know, picked up the sport or the hobby or, you know, bow hunting, want to continue that. And especially with kids, you know, that's one of the reasons we try to be family friendly, is because, you know, we want to keep these kids in the sport, in the hobby, and keep them having fun and keep them coming back. And then hopefully they'll have kids and bring their kids, and, you know, it definitely, yeah. So it's definitely, the archery industry is very open and welcoming. I mean, you know, we'll have people show up at this event on their own. They don't know, you know, what they're doing. They've never really done a shoot like this before. And, you know, we tell them, head on up to the range. You're going to meet up with the group. They're going to invite you, you know. And so many times we have people coming off the range and, oh yeah, I just met these guys on the range and now we're going to dinner together. You know, it's such a welcoming community.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mark, you've seen it there at Bluff City Outdoors, that it's young people.
A lot of young people.
Yeah, yeah, getting involved in this. Are you seeing that as well, Brittany? Are you seeing more young people coming to the R100 and participating than maybe in years past?
Yeah, it definitely seems like we've had a lot more families and youth this year than we have in the past. So that's been great to see.
That's great.
Especially this, you know, today we've had a lot of families show up and, you know, go out and shoot. Some of them are just checking it out for next year because they just heard we were in the area. But yeah, anything that catches people's eye and gets them interested in talking about or thinking about archery and, you know, get them into the hobby is, that's what we try to do.
Yeah, amen. So if somebody's coming out, if somebody's listening and it's Saturday morning and they know that they have a whole nother day and, you know, can come out on Sunday or, you know, come out and check things out even on Saturday afternoon, how does that work for somebody? Are there different skill levels that when you show up, you tell them what your skill level is and you participate and you shoot, or is there certain times for age groups or skill levels? How does the whole just kind of walk us through a day or the typical R100 experience?
Yeah. So R100 stands for, we have 100 targets, and they are split into 250 target ranges. So we have a North American range, which is going to be a lot of your, you know, typical club targets, deer, bear, turkey, boar, that type of thing. And then we have our safari range, which has all of our dinosaurs. You know, we've got lions, we've got a tiger, zebra. We have an 18-foot tall giraffe that you will never be able to shoot anywhere else. You know, so that's where all of our fun custom targets are. So that one's definitely very popular with kids and with families.
Yeah.
Where else can you shoot a T-Rex?
Right?
Nowhere. So we
doesn't
have
any better
registration
than that.
Registration is, you know, pricing based on age. Cub, we have cub, youth, and adult. And then as far as shooting classes, we have hunter, open, and then youth or youth advanced. So basically, it depends on your equipment. We also have just for fun class. So if you're just starting out and you have, you know, you're not sure what your equipment is, you're figuring things out, you can shoot just for fun. You can shoot from any stake, any yardage, and just kind of get a feel for things.
Yeah. Do you have, if you're a complete novice and you don't even own a bow and arrow, is there any way to participate, or do you need to have that equipment when you come?
You do need to have your own equipment.
Yeah. So you need to come with your own equipment if you're going to shoot. That's important to know, so people know what to bring.
Yeah,
if they're coming out.
It's novice friendly, but it's not beginner friendly. If you've never shot a bow,
right.
It's a bit much.
Yeah. No. I think you're onto something there. I think that's very good. You touched on COVID, and I'm glad you did. Because this is something we've talked about a lot on this show. Mark and I have. If there was sort of one silver lining that came out of COVID and everything being closed, it's that so many people either discovered or rediscovered the great outdoors and how much fun they do have going outside and going fishing or going hunting or doing things like, shooting a bow and arrow. Did you guys see that specific growth sort of happening during COVID when people were forced to sort of get back outside? And like I said, there's not very many good stories that came out of the entire COVID process, but maybe people being reintroduced to the great outdoors is truly one of the good things that did happen.
Yeah, we've definitely heard that a lot. And even, you know, last year and this year too, people say, oh yeah, I used to shoot archery back when, and I just decided to get back into it. And, you know, you get to be outside of the location we're at right now, Camp Warren Levis. Did I say that right? Mm.
Yep.
Okay. I'm an out-of-towner, so I got to make sure I get it right.
I had to default to Mark also, so I'm an in-towner, so I'm glad you did.
Okay. But yeah, this scout camp is absolutely gorgeous, and you get a variety of terrain. You've got hills, you've got forests, there's fields, there's a pond. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. Everything is green and starting to bloom. The weather is, it feels like summer out there, so it's just a gorgeous location, and I think you can tell that the guys who set it up really enjoyed, making interesting shots and making it a fun range and just a pretty range.
Yeah, that's awesome. How long does it take to set up the typical R100? I mean, you can't, I imagine, when it's a weekend, you start on Friday, you're not showing up on Friday morning and plopping down and being ready to go in a few minutes. What kind of setup goes into creating the event?
So generally for setup, clubs, the trailer will arrive no later than the Tuesday before the event. And then clubs have all week. We were lucky enough to be able to get the trailer here before last weekend, so the guys could kind of spread it out a little bit more. But I know Jeff and Chris were out here, I think Saturday, and then pretty much every day this week. So setup is a bit. You've got 50 targets. You've got four shooting stakes for each shooting lane. So that's, 400 stakes that they have to put out as well, and then get the ranges and the yardages and all the, the auxiliary stuff that you really wouldn't think about unless you've done that. I mean, certainly when my first event, I was like, oh yeah, you would have to do that, wouldn't you? Somebody's got to do it. But then, once the event starts, like, we all kind of sit back and relax, and we get to, it's still a lot of work, but at least you're sitting down. You're not hauling targets around in the hot, hot sun.
Right. And this, do the R100 events go all year long, or is it like a spring and fall type of setup? How many events do you do a year, and how much of the year are these events active?
We usually go March to September, beginning of March to the weekend after Labor Day is our last event. Basically, that's when we can find good weather and, you know, people are wanting to be out and about. So we pretty much get October, November, December, January, February to kind of, you know, we have to repair all of the custom targets. We do some work on the trailers, the semi-trailer, the registration trailer. We get the schedule set. We're working on new merchandise, you know, just all the behind-the-scenes stuff. We really focus on that in the off months.
Well, if you are listening and you're just hearing about the R100 event for the first time, which I can't imagine why that, how that would be possible, but if it is, if you've been under a rock and you are hearing about this and you're realizing that it's this weekend and it's happening right now, Brittany, what are all the best ways that people can learn more about the R100 and then get out there and check it out and participate in the event this weekend? What's the best website, social media to get all that type of information?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page and an Instagram page. I think it's R100 National Archery Tour. There's also a Japanese film called R100. So, you know, if you're Google searching R100 National Archery Tour.
Good to know that distinction.
yeah. It's a weird movie. So, yeah. National Archery Tour. Website is www.r100.org. And we do have pre-registration for our upcoming events, but as far as registration for this event, you can still come sign up on site. Registration is open until 7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow it's open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday 7 a.m. to noon. And then the ranges are open until dusk tonight and tomorrow, but Sunday we close the ranges at 2. So we can tear everything down, pack the semi, and send it off to do this all over again next weekend.
Yeah, where are you heading to? Where's next weekend?
Central Alabama, Wetumpka.
All right, good. I hope you get some good weather down there, and we are so happy and so proud that you have partnered with Bluff City Outdoors to bring the R100 to our area, and we hope to see you guys back here with the R100 or maybe some other events, or, you know, as we continue to see the growth in the outdoor community and the archery community. It's great to have these sorts of things happening. Brittany Reinhart from the R100 event, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Yes. We will let you get back to it and hope you have a great weekend. Thank you so much
thank
for joining
you.
Us.
Thank you. You guys too.
You bet. Yep. Thank
Thanks.
You so much. That is
yep.
Brittany Reinhart from the R100. Great stuff there. And yeah, just to be clear, because this show airs on Saturday morning, when she was saying tonight, that was Friday night. You got to remember this is Saturday, so you have until 5 o'clock tonight, and then you can still register tomorrow, Sunday, at the event as you're listening to this. So that's the beauty of radio, when you have to make sure you're
yes
explaining
you gotta set the time
things,
frame.
Yeah, you got to set the time frame exactly right. But R100. R100.org is the best place to get all of the information about.
And we've been putting a link to that, their site on our Facebook page.
Yeah, Bluff City Outdoors. Bluff City Outdoors on Facebook is somewhere you should be anyway, because there's always great stuff happening there on the Bluff City Outdoors Facebook page. So you can just go there and get all the information you need to know about the R100 event there as well. Big thank you to Brittany Reinhart for her time this afternoon. All right, we have got to get into this week's fishing report for people that are going to be getting out on the water this weekend. We will get you the latest details in just a moment. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
You're listening to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on News Talk STL. Come on.
Welcome back to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Tony Colombo here with producer Leah and Mark McMurray from Bluff City Outdoors. In just a moment, we're going to get into this week's fishing report. So if you are out on the water this weekend, hopefully we can give you a little bit of help on your success out there. Of course, we bring you the fishing report each and every week on the show. And if you just want to make sure that you never miss that fishing report, of course, you can listen every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on News Talk STL. Right now, we're also Sundays at noon on News Talk STL. But if you subscribe to the Bluff City Outdoors Show podcast, you can take us with you everywhere at all times. So make sure you are subscribed to the Bluff City Outdoors Show on whatever your favorite podcast platform is. We're on basically all of them, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Google, all of those places. We put the show out shortly after we air it as a podcast, so it's right there for you, and you can take us with you when you are out there on the water. Want to remind you also that with this great weather and talking about getting back outside, another great outdoor activity that you can be taking advantage of is, of course, grilling. And if you are going to be grilling anytime soon, you need to make sure you have a bag of Rockwood Lump Charcoal with you. Rockwood Lump Charcoal, great local company supporting local industry, and Rockwood Lump Charcoal has been rated the number one consumer ranked charcoal in the country 9 years in a row. So you're also using the best product when you are cooking with Rockwood Lump Charcoal. The lump charcoal, if you're not used to it, if you're used to sort of the traditional briquettes, lump charcoal, you will use it a grand total of one time before you realize and make the determination that you never want to use anything else, because with lump charcoal, it burns hotter, it burns faster, it gives you more control over what you are doing, and it's just a superior grilling experience across the board. You can also throw in other great Rockwood products like their smoking woods to also enhance your next grilling experience. Rockwood Lump Charcoal is available in over 100 area stores. Find the closest one to you and pick up some grilling tips and tricks all at rockwoodcharcoal.com. All right, Mark, as we mentioned, that time of year, it's getting very exciting to be out on the water.
Yep, fishing is getting good.
It is getting good, and I know that a lot of times through those winter months, the fishing report kind of stays kind of monotonous, kind of stays the same. But this time of year, lots of things happening. Weather's finally changing. Things are getting exciting. So you got to definitely make sure you are listening every week and subscribe to that podcast, Bluff City Outdoor Show podcast, to make sure that you have the latest information every week when we bring you the fishing report. So let's get it started.
Let's get it going. Mm-hmm. So first off, we'll go out to Truman Lake. Jordan Lear, he's a guide and a buddy out there. Crappie, excellent fish, 1 to 5 feet of water, casting jigs towards the banks in the backs of the creeks and coves. The spawn is on. Pea gravel and chunk rock banks, 45-degree angle banks seem to be the best. Water temps are around 60 degrees on average. Catfish are good, anchoring halfway back up the creeks in the shallow mud flats on the main lake, 2 to 5 feet of water, using the Santee Cooper rig, fresh-cut shad. Black bass are good, fish the main lake, windy banks in the backs of the creeks and the coves. Half-ounce football jigs around the brush piles, 5 to 10 feet of water. Jerk baits in a shad color. Alabama rigs are still working well. Spinner baits working in the creeks as well as the dirtier water, white and chartreuse, and 3-inch bass sliders are also working well. Walleye fare, fish the backs of the creeks and up the river arms. Jerk baits and crappie jigs and sliders are working. White bass are good, fish in the back of the creeks and the river arms with crappie jigs and white rooster tails. About the Carlisle, Eric Morey, he's on my pro staff. Carlisle, they said the water's starting to stabilize and warm up. The water level is 444.43 with the temps in the low 50s. Channel cat can be caught on the cut shad in the shallow flats along on the river channel, and the crappie are starting to push shallow into the rocks. Wren, go out to Fred Booney. He's a guide out there. He said the crappie bite is good. Warmer temps have the lake level starting to come down. That have sure helped. Fish are being caught in the buck brush consistently this week with minnows, and they found some staged up on the stumps that were caught with red and chartreuse, ATX, wicked shad jigs, inch and a half, which we have at the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Water level is at 409.8, and there's plenty of great spawning habitat again this year. Water temps in the low 60s. Local rivers and lakes, Eric Morey, largemouth bite is on fire right now. Aggressive and are the heaviest that they'll be right now for the whole year, he thinks, which is pretty good. Mm-hmm. He said spawn is coming up real soon. Said the crappie are pushing up to get ready to spawn as well, and are chasing baits. So he said casting shallow is working. Catfish are feeding in the shallow flats as well. River cat fishing, Jason Big Cat Mathena, he's a guide out there. And on my pro staff, the extreme high water still have you have to fish in the cover. They're finding most of the fish tucked behind the dikes and on the mud flats with heavy wood cover. The more wood, the better. Cut shad is still the bait of choice, and he's finding them better fishing from anchored instead of drifting or bumping. Current water clarity is muddy, and the temps are around 48 degrees.
And going out to the Lake of the Ozarks, and you can tell when the fishing report is starting to get serious when Mike Barfell sends you a novel as the fishing report for the Lake of the Ozarks. He said it's his big bass bash weekend, and the lake will be packed with anglers chasing that $100,000 big. This will be more of a game plan versus a report, he says, this week. The bass are moving to the bank, preparing to spawn, and you are looking for one big bite. If I was able to fish the big bass bash this weekend, I would target staging areas close to spawning areas. Personal favorite would be large commercial docks that have giant boats. And he puts giant in all capital letters. Lock a glide bait and or swim bait in my hand and fish for that one big bite. Then work the shallow part of those same docks by skipping a jig under the cables and walkways. In my opinion, the biggest bass in the Lake of the Ozarks live under those giant docks with the yachts and only come out to spawn and will be wanting to feed up leading to the spawn. It's a fun tournament in that you are fishing for one big bite and not a limit. So lock those big baits like a giant, like those big baits, like a glide bait, swim bait, big spinner bait, jig in your hands, and cover as many big docks as you can. Other targets would be shallow, isolated docks in the backs of creeks for the bass that have already made it to the bank, and then also main lake and secondary points, channel swing banks, bluff ends for those big girls who like to do their thing in the second wave of the bass spawning using the same baits. That being said, it would probably be won by a person throwing a beetle spin in open water because this is fishing. Just remember, it will be crowded and boats covering up juicy areas, but you are fishing for one bite. So be polite and courteous to your fellow angler, and maybe karma of not being a jerk will help you cash that check. Most important is to be safe and have fun out there. Enjoy the beauty of the Lake of the Ozarks. And, of course, want to also remind people about the 10 Horse Monty YouTube channel for all kinds of great fishing content each and every week, whether it be preparing for a tournament, recapping a tournament, or actually out on the water fishing. The 10 Horse Monty YouTube channel with Mike Marfell and his partner Gabe is a great place to get all of that information. Also want to remind you that the R100, as we talked in our last segment with Brittany Reinhart with the R100, that is in full swing this weekend, which is exciting stuff, and not too late to take advantage of that as well. Go to r100.org or just go to the Bluff City Outdoors Facebook page to get more information on the R100 event. And as we keep on saying, Mark, it's that time of year. Make sure that you stop by Bluff City Outdoors on your way out to your next excursion into the great outdoors, because
yeah, it's that time.
We're there.
It's time to get out and get with it and have some fun. And yeah, just come over and see us.
Yeah.
We're there at 2813 East Broadway, Alton. We're a mile east of Fast Eddie's. And follow us on Facebook, Bluff City Outdoors.
Great stuff. And as I mentioned, also make sure you're subscribed to the Bluff City Outdoors podcast so you never miss an episode of the show here. That's going to do it for us this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting us. For Leah and Mark McMurray, I'm Tony Colombo, and this has been another edition of the Bluff City Outdoors Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.